get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Say. Written by Paul Reimer and brought to you each weekday by the makers of Crisco. Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic is established at the library table, apparently occupied with a piece of office work. Sade is just this moment arrived home from a downtown shopping expedition, and the master of the menage is saying,
"Hello, Sadie, you pretty girl, you."
"Well, thought it was rush in here."
"I called here in manly, pear-shaped tones."
"Well, I wasn't paying much attention. What are you doing?"
"A little extracurricular task. Haul up a chair if you have nothing better to do and help me."
"Uh-huh.
No, I mean it. I can use assistance."
"Help you do office work?"
"Well, strictly speaking, this isn't office work. Here, I'll haul you up a chair while you're taking off your hat."
"Well, I'm not much good at figures, you know."
"No figures involved. No figures involved. This is simply a job of tabulation, and two persons can handle it more efficiently than one."
"I bumped into your chum, Michigan Fishigan, from Fishigan, Michigan downtown."
"Hmm? How is he?"
"Oh, kind of loony."
"In what way?"
"Oh, when he saw me and recognized me, he stopped dead in his tracks, clicked his heels together, swept off his hat, bowed almost to the ground, and says, 'Madame, madame, a pleasure, madame.'"
"That's old world courtesy."
"Something all right. Well, what's this now?"
"Sit down, and I'll tell you."
"I feel good to sit down. I've been on my feet ever since noon."
"Kiddo, perhaps you remember my telling you the other day that the guys down at the office shoved the problem of the boss's Christmas present in my lap again this year?"
"Yeah."
"I ducked and dodged and tried to get out from under, but didn't succeed. I got saddled with it." "However, I did accomplish this."
"Yeah."
"I caused a pasteboard box to be placed on Olive Hammersweet's desk. On the bulletin board, I put a statement asking every employee of the Consolidated Kitchenware Company plant number 14 to drop a card with at least 3 suggestions on it in the box."
"Oh, uh-huh."
"And these are the returns."
"Quite a few."
"I considered it a satisfactory response."
"Well, what do you want me to do?"
"Help tabulate."
"Hmm."
"I thought my little scheme was kind of cute in two ways. For one thing, these cards and scraps of paper will give us a variety of possible Christmas presents for the boss. And for another thing, we can obtain a least common denominator, so to speak."
"What's that?"
"Well, some object or article most favored by the mass."
"Oh, uh-huh."
"For instance, suppose 8 out of 10 employers suggest a watch chain for Mr. Rubish. Well, we'd know then that a watch chain is the most popular Christmas present."
"Yeah."
"Here's a pencil and paper."
"All right.
Now, suppose I read and you tabulate."
"You mean write down?"
"Well, keep track of the items suggested more than once."
"Oh, all right."
"This first one dropped in the box by Miss Hammerstreet herself. I'd recognize that handwriting anywhere." "Fountain pen and pencil set. Initialed gold cufflinks. Gentleman's heavy leather hairbrush."
"Uh-huh."
"3 very sound suggestions."
"Yeah."
"Any one of them would be appropriate."
"Uh-huh."
"Miss Hammersweet's got a level head on her shoulders."
"No."
"Now."
"Mm-hmm."
"Toothbrush, fingernail file, shoehorn."
"Oh, yes."
"Now I wonder what mental giant strained his brain on them suggestions." "And this next one says, diamond ring, wardrobe trunk, mahogany desk."
"Ooh."
"Too much dope."
"Ah."
"Candy, flowers, and sheet music."
"Huh."
"Now that's a fine original bunch of suggestions."
"Yeah."
"Wallet, wristwatch, smoking jacket."
"Nice one."
"Yeah."
"Haven't had any repetitions yet."
"Uh-uh." "Well, old Funny Joe helps us along."
"How you mean?"
"Toothpick, curry comb, and a hairnet."
"Somebody being comical, huh?"
"Very, very comical. Probably our smart aleck office boy, Irvin. He's a trifle too soon. Toothpick, curry comb, and hairnet." "Irving, you're a riot.
Perhaps I'd better check." "What's that one?"
"Huh?"
"What's the one you're just picking up?"
"Ah, from a lady. It's perfumed."
"Yeah, look how expensive looking. You don't get stationery like that for a penny. Hand it here once." "Engraved, if you please."
"Now, here's another fine brain refresh."
"Oh, what do you know?"
"Huh?"
"Lolita de Rienzi."
"Oh.
Purple ink, if you don't mind, Princess Patterson."
"What are her suggestions?"
"Portmanteau, jade furs, pince-nez."
"What's that?"
"Portmanteau, jade furs, pince-nez, I guess."
"Well, what's a portmanteau?"
"Search me."
"Well, what's jade furs?"
"I wouldn't know. I really wouldn't."
"Pince-nez?"
Somebody said they were going to give me portmanteau job furs and pince-nez for Christmas. I think I'd be scared. Perfume we got on our note paper already, Countess Williams. Butler, you're spilling my best diamonds on your white velvet breeches.
Now, here's another brainy marvel giving us some peachy suggestions.
Have 9 or 10 of the servants bring me my monocle and my carriage boots.
Huh?
Here, you probably want this back.
Oh, just lay it down. Here's another brainy marvel giving us some peachy suggestions, save. Magazine rack, yardstick holder, and garters.
Oh.
I call that list of suggestions a work of pure genius.
Mm.
Magazine rack, yardstick holder, and garters.
Mm.
Golf clubs, smoking stand, shotgun.
Mm.
House coat, umbrella urn, dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the guy's original, at least.
Boy, I bet you can smell Misty Hoobble Booble's note paper a block away.
Here's somebody dropped in the box by mistake.
Huh?
Oh, dear Slick, why did you squeeze my hand in the show last night if it didn't mean what you said on the telephone Tuesday? Grandpa got the caramels and says to thank you. I'm sorry about this evening, but I have to help Mother wash out a few things. Dolly says to give Art a hug for Charlie. Goodbye for now. Kissy kiss, Elizabeth.
Who are them people?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Nobody writing to you, is it?
Sure.
I wouldn't put anything past those silly office girls.
Well, well, funny Irvin gives us another dandy joke.
Huh?
Horse blanket, cupid doll, and undershirt.
Ha-ha, huh?
Yeah, I'll say. Irvin is a mighty humorous lad. I may have to pin Irvin's ears back.
Mm-hmm.
Leather color box, silk bathrobe, wristwatch. Oh, there's a repetition for you, kiddo. Somebody else should...
Glance at the next one.
Well, another contribution from Mr. Ian.
Oh, tell the footman to wheel me in another bunch of white grapes.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. What does Madam suggest this trip?
Uncanniff, I guess. Un-chapeau de pluie.
Oh, goodness.
Un-pannier de pommes de terre.
Oh, now, hey, really?
Oh, hey.
You're standing on my satin train, Queen Victoria.
Oh, well. Now, this next one suggests reading lamp, traveling bag, wallet. Oh, a traveling bag and wallet are both repetitions.
Where did the coachman put my bearskin rug?
What?
My golly, I've never met this Lolita, but she must be a daisy. She is a daisy?
Oh, Lolita's all right. Trifle on the flighty side, maybe.
Yeah.
Couple of repetitions for you. Traveling bag and wallet.
Oh.
Well, here's another half-wit note somebody dropped in the box by mistake.
Hmm?
Swedish cupcake. Herbert told Gladys what you told Irene about Stella. I ought to be mad at you, honey. Charlotte and I have decided to fix our hair different. Who is this Giggles you mentioned at the drinking fountain? Well, I better close now because I hear Papa on the porch. Remember your promise about the bicycle pants clips. Ta-ta till Tuesday. Brown eyes.
What's all that?
Well, darned if I know. Oh, just some inter-office romance, I expect.
Yeah.
Sofa pillow, hammock, nut picks. Well, a hot lot of originality in them suggestions. Lounging jacket, shaving kit, shoe bag.
Huh?
Well, that comedian Irvin's in again.
Yeah?
Pitchfork, bread knife, and water wing.
Oh.
Irvin. I don't think these half-wit suggestions are getting us any place.
Oh, Lolita's are nice.
Oh, heck with it.
Oh, slash General Hopkins, I just couldn't accept that chariot full of rubies.
I'm going to throw all this stuff in a trash bucket.
Yeah.
Another lame brain note that some nitwit dropped in the box.
Huh?
Hank Gorgeous, why did you look at me so funny on the streetcar? I know you think I like skinny, but I don't at all. He's so tiresome. Grace was over last night and told me about Gus. He admitted to her he was 54 years old and has agreed to quit wearing the pullover sweater with the big letter B on the front. Well, I'll see you in the vestibule at 5. Be my sweet doll, baby. Till then, I'm blowing you a kiss. Goofums.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Say, maybe you think we're bragging when we talk about the surefire success you get with Crisco's new guaranteed pastry method. When we say that not in a generation has there been such a revolutionary improvement in the art of making pies. Well, listen, I've got proof. Proof that tender, flaky, mouth-watering pie crust is a sure thing now. Even for women who've had tough luck with pie crust before. Well, just listen. Here's what Mrs. Charles A. Cogan of New York City writes.
I'm delighted with Crisco's new pastry method. My pies were fast becoming a standing joke, but now they all turn out wonderfully.
Mrs. J.G. Wilson of Brunswick, Georgia.
With Crisco's new pastry method, we can all have grand pie crust.
Mrs. May Brown of Emporia, Kansas.
I call your new Crisco pastry method the surefire method, for I haven't had a failure.
And ladies, we're getting lots of letters like that. Why, women who've never made pies before are making them now with all the confidence in the world, getting tender, flaky pie crust every time. And no wonder. There's a secret for tender, flaky pie crust right in Crisco that you won't find in any other shortening. And on top of that, there's Crisco's wonderful new pastry method that guarantees you success. Now, we've printed Crisco's new pastry method right on the Crisco label. Remember, if you use Crisco and follow Crisco's new pastry method exactly, we guarantee you tender, flaky pie crust every time or your money back. If you aren't satisfied, write us on the back of a Crisco label telling in what way the pie crust was unsatisfactory. Address Crisco, Box 837, Cincinnati, Ohio. And we'll refund the price of £1. So get Crisco today. There's a secret for tender, flaky pie crust right in Crisco, and Crisco's guaranteed pastry method right on the Crisco label. And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Save the next time. This is Ed Roberts speaking.